Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Always a treat when we can get caught up with Rochester Americans head coach Michael Leone. His team on the way to Laval right now for a matchup against the Rocket. That's coming up tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. You'll be able to hear the action on your proud home of Rochester Americans Hockey, 95.7 The Fan. Coach, good to have you on with us. How's the road treating you, and how are the boys holding up?
Well, the coaches are on one bus. They have their own bus. We actually have two buses, so it's been a long ride, about a six-hour ride. We got about 45 minutes to go, so go have a nice dinner tonight and get ready for tomorrow.
Coach, you pick up half the points that were available. Both taking teams, but is it a glass half full, glass half empty guy when you're looking at the past weekend here?
Yeah, I think when you look at even going back to last Wednesday, they're the top two teams in our division. We went to overtime one game. The second game was a 2-1, two empty netters, and we went to overtime. Again, I actually thought we played really well. We could easily, if you find a way to win in overtime both those games, you're 2-1 in the week, and instead of 0-1-2. But I thought we played well, and if we keep playing like we have been, especially away from the puck, we're going to win a lot more games. I think it's when you play really good teams like that, the margin for error is really small, and we didn't score a power play goal. I think that hurt us a bit in the momentum, but overall, I really liked our game. We weren't on the right side of it, but we played well.
Michael Leone, Rochester Americans head coach, joining us in the sports bar. It's Danger and Battaglia. Coach, last week, I'm sure you talked about this with Gene and with Timmy. I'm curious to see if we can get an update on your goaltender, Felix Sandstrom, from that hit against Hartford from a couple of Friday nights ago now.
Yeah. He's healthy. He actually played in Toronto on Sunday. He played really well, gave up two goals. One was in overtime, and had a really, really good game with us. So he's back healthy.
So how do you manage this now? It's a good problem to have. Devin Levi, I would assume Devin Levi goes in between the pipes tomorrow night. Correct, Coach?
Yep, he'll be in that tomorrow.
So how do you manage this now with Hauser and also with Sandstrom?
I think it's one of those situations where I think reevaluate after the weekend. All three goalies have done a really good job for us. House is under the weather right now. He actually has a bug going around, so he won't be with us on this trip. But I think we'll have a better feel and understanding after the weekend.
When you have when you get to this point of the season, you have some injuries up with Buffalo. The call-ups are an inevitability, and you kind of knew that this was how it was going to be if you're going to be the coach of an AHL team. So how are you prepared here to deal with the absences of a Kulik and a Rosane since they got the call-up to Buffalo, Coach?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where we have really, really good depth, and I think it's a next-man-up mentality, and just everybody has to be ready to go. to play the game. It happens to every team in the league where you're going to have guys getting called up and down. And my first time going through it, it is pretty crazy. But yeah, we believe in our group and the guys that we have, and I've been really proud of the guys the way the first 15 games we've had a chance to win. 14 of them, the one game in Wilkes got away from us, but we've been doing a really good job playing consistent winning hockey.
What is your message to Devin Levi, a player that maybe he thought his time in Rochester was up, but circumstance, he wasn't getting the ice time up in Buffalo, so how do you view this situation? I would think that maybe play so well here make it difficult to keep him down here.
Yeah, I think it's just important for Devin to, you have to be where your feet are. It's how you respond to it. I think he's really being around him the last, talked to him yesterday on the phone, and then him coming into practice, I think he's really excited to be here. You could see it in just how he interacts with the players, and I think he's just really excited to play. He had a really good day at practice, and there's two ways you handle it. You could feel sorry for yourself or respond and do the best you can to help us win hockey games, and I think that's his mentality.
Coach, it's your third time facing Laval in the last four games here, so you're getting familiar with the Rocket. I know that you and your team aren't going to look beyond tomorrow night's game, but we look at the calendar and we look at you coming back home this weekend, Friday. Ooh, Friday, it is the hated Hershey Bears. So I'm just curious as to what you know about your opponent here this weekend. And we're familiar with Utica, obviously, from the games that we've seen of them so far this season as well.
Yeah, no, they're really, obviously, they're what they've done the last couple of years speaks for itself. They're a really good team. They defend really well. They have a lot of older veteran players that are really good players and have played a lot of pro hockey. They have a really good goalie. There's a reason why they are where they are, and it'll be a really good test for our group, and we're excited about the week ahead of us.
6 hours on a bus is not fun, Coach. When you were in juniors, what was your longest trip?
13.
Well, then this is a walk in the park for you. This is no big deal.
Yeah, this is not too bad. And we always... we leave the day before, so which is nice. Before we left the day of game, a lot of times, not for the 13-hour one, but most of the time we're leaving the day of the game.
What's the menu for tonight? You're talking about getting a good meal before you have the game tomorrow night.
You know what? I'm not sure where we're going, but I'm sure it'll be a good one. Anthony Gady, our hockey ops guy, does a really good job of finding places to go, so I'm sure he'll have a good one.
Friday night, that is going to be a blast. So we're going to be out with the Nighthawks, Coach. We're doing a live show at Three Heads Brewing. But for anybody that wants to get a head start and then go there and then head on over to the Amherst afterward, that's going to be a fantastic evening of hockey taking on those Hershey Bears.
Yeah, no, it'll be really exciting for a group. It's a lot of respect for their team and their staff and like I said, they're what they've done is really hard to do at the professional level. So I think we're excited to not just tomorrow night's game, but excited to compete against a really good opponent Friday night as well.
Are you a believer in measuring stick games?
Yeah, I am. I think we looked at this, this last week of to see where our group was at, and I thought, we did a lot of good things. Like I said, we weren't on the right side of it, but I think it was a good learning experience, too, for a group of playing in those games where you're going to play in a lot of tight games against really good teams. And I think it was really good for us.
Well, good luck tomorrow night against Laval. I'm not sure if it's Don or Andrew on the call, but we'll have the game tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Coach, thanks for your time. Let's do this again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one.
You got it. There he is, head coach Mike Leone, Rochester Americans.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, Laval, three out of the last four games, and you've got them again tomorrow night, 7 o'clock from Laval. You'll be able to hear that action on the Fan Rochester with our coverage here in every game on the Fan Rochester, your home of Rochester Americans hockey.
Let me tell me which of these is not like the other. Ready? Okay, wins here in the North Division. Laval is first with 12. Talking just regulation, right? Cleveland with 10, Toronto with 8, Syracuse with 7, Rochester with 7, Belleville with 6, Utica with 0.
Yeah.
0-10-1. Didn't want to put him on the spot, right? But Saturday, got to win that.
Yeah.
You don't want to give those Jamos their first win
that's
of the
right.
season.
That's right. And for what it's worth, Hershey's a measuring stick. If that's the cream of the league, let's see how you stack up against them. I would imagine that Friday night is going to be a lot of fun at Blue Cross Arena with Hershey coming in and the opportunity to see how these Amherst measure up to a really, really good, consistent program.
Love the fact that two Friday nights ago, that Hartford game, 9,000 came out.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so like, can you get close to that these next two games?
Hey, I'm telling you, man, going downtown and going to the arena, whether you're going to Sebastian Maniscalco, an Amherst game, a Nighthawks game, it's one of the few times where you can walk around Rochester and it feels like you're in a major league city. It feels like you're downtown Chicago, downtown Detroit, downtown Cleveland, whatever it is. Take advantage of it, man. Don't take it for granted. We have some great entertainment happening, whether you're into the Nighthawks, whether you're into to the Amherst. And I would say the same thing about, you know, Innovative Field in the summertime. It's kind of cool that we have, yes, we're a minor league town, but don't let that deter you from going out and enjoying some sports entertainment. It's a good time.
You got to play Devin Levi Friday night, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so. Yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting thing to monitor here, how they manage through the three goaltender situation.
Oh, I think it's easy. I'm sorry to Michael Hauser, but you got to go to Jacksonville. No, well, I'm being honest. It's like that's the only way
out
here.
The only thing I would say to that is there a value to having that veteran guy around Levi? Is there something to having the old guy mentoring the young guy?
Who's the better at that? Is it Sandstrom or... I don't know if you're releasing Sandstrom.
These are
at this point,
these
are
the decisions up to the staff, obviously. But it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. And seeing Devin Levi back at the AHL level, he just needs the reps, man. Just get him the reps. Let him get peppered. Let him make the saves that he can make here. Because at the NHL level, it felt like this year he was overwhelmed. It just felt like it was a little too big for him. Not to say that he's never going back up. I think he will. I think he'll be just fine for the organization. But now, when you need him on the ice to get better, this is the move. And boy, if he's out there Friday night against Hershey, again, another great test. Amherst hockey here on the Fan Rochester against Laval tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. And every game here on your home for Rochester Americans hockey, 95.7 The Fan.
Yeah. Danger, we did have mentioned this in the update before we get to Michael LaFleury, a little bit of breaking news.
Breaking news in the sports bar.
Ow! 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 It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
I compare the Sabres to all other organizations like last year where you could see, ooh, this wasn't right. Oh, but we really like Don Granato. And then it's too late now. And then you end up making the move at the end of the year. They don't wait in Boston. Jim Montgomery, he's out. Assistant coach Joe Sacco taking over the Boston Bruins.
You know, the word on the street is that Sacco is looking for redemption. I think his last head coaching opportunity was in Denver a while ago. Mm-hmm. And with Montgomery, man, it feels like the Bruins just kind of, like his message just kind of wore thin, that they were just done with him. Not a great start for Boston, certainly below expectation.
Yeah, the Bruins, 31st in goals allowed a game, 32nd on the power play, 25th on the penalty kill. This is Boston?
That's right. That's right. Hey.
Taking the most penalties in the league?
Take advantage. If you're the Sabres, try to take advantage. I mean, there's a handful of teams in the East that have been constants through the drought era here for the Sabres. And if one of them slips or a couple of them slip, you have to take advantage. Don't let another team rise up and take that slot away from you.
It was Jeremy and Joe, WGR, that had this stat. And it's to me, it's mind-blowing. Since 2017, Danger. Now, you got to push the COVID year aside where everybody but the Sabres made the postseason. In that division, it's been the same teams every single year making the postseason. It's Boston, it's Toronto, it's Florida, and it's also Tampa Bay. And put them in one order and not making it in, Detroit, Ottawa, Buffalo. Thanks for coming.
Gross.
There's no parity.
Need to shake it up a little bit. Let's get to Michael F. Florio from NFL Network. We'll set your Week 12 fantasy football lineups. We'll talk that Week 12 waiver wire as well. I want to get his take on MVS in New Orleans. Gino, you brought that up. I think that's something interesting to discuss with F. And I also think there's something about the sabotage drop at this point of the season. We'll explain what that is.
Yeah, what is the sabotage
with
drop?
Michael F. Florio from NFL Network next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.